to our Kartik inspiration. I'm sitting here outside before the Tulasi plant, which I worship every morning. And you might hear all these beautiful birds which live with me together chirping. Yesterday, we came back from the Govardhan Parikrama. And on the Parikram mark, I saw a scene that deeply touched my heart, because I gave up all my upsetness against the monkeys. I came and saw a big group of monkeys sitting with very sad faces. They looked at me as if wanting to have some consolation for what happened. When I came closer to see, I saw amidst them a dead monkey. They were all sitting around that monkey. Gone was the mischievous nature, the restlessness, the constant monkey business. They were sitting there like we sit when someone who's dear to us has left the body. And they were grieving, they were mourning, they were saying goodbye to a dear friend, and they were looking at us humans with those eyes that begged for understanding. Can you not have something nice to say about our friend? Like this, it felt really, it was a communication between the species which came. Death is stalking us. The Bhagavatam says everyone in this world is like a person condemned to be executed, and he's just walking to the place of execution. Maybe he has 50 more steps, maybe 20, but he will reach there and lose his life. This is the fact of life, and the question which we want to ask is there anything to be done against death or against rebirth? Yes, the Garuda Purana in the Sarudhara section mentions six things that can give us liberation from death. First, Ekadasi. Second, the immortal words of the Bhagavad Gita. Third, the leaves of Tulasi Devi. Fourth, the water from the lotus feet of the Lord, Sharanamrita. Fifth, the water of Goddess Ganga Devi. And sixth, the holy names of the Lord. What does Ganga and the holy name have in common? The answer is they both come from outside of this world into this world to give liberation or save the conditioned souls from the existence of material life. In fact, all these things, Bhagavad Gita, Tulasi Devi, Charanamrita, have this transcendental aspect. You know, to give liberation from death, which acts in this world, is only possible for someone who's out of this world, who's from another dimension, really. So, the holy names which we chant are having this effect. There's a beautiful verse in glorification of the holy name. It goes like this, and it tells us something important. O my tongue, suffering from thirst, please mix the delicious, fresh, enchanting nectar of the name Radha with the wonderfully sweet condensed milk of the name Krishna. And then add the fragrant, delightful ice of pure, intense love and drink the charming drink at every moment. See you for the next Kartik inspiration.